Blog Talk Radio.
Back into wherever that you're at today, just lifting up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, just trying to reach the world for Christ, trying to tell somebody the good news, trying to tell them about the plan of salvation. Try to tell you that the only way that you're going to make it into heaven is to be saved. So if you want to be a part of this service today, well, call in at 310-742-1759. Just go ahead and call in at 310-742-1759. So if you call in there, we'll put you right on the line live with us. And we're speaking about the plan of salvation again today. So we want you to just join us and come on in on there and call in and be with us on this line and just telling the people the good news about Jesus and let people know that that they can have the plan of salvation also. You know, it's once and appointed to man to die, and after that's judgment. So the man needs to know that he's right with the Lord, got all of his sins are in the blood whenever that time comes. So 310-742-1759. That'll get you right on the line with us. So we're going to the Lord in prayer once again, and we done prayed once, but we're going to pray again. So you just go ahead and call on in. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for this time, God. Lord, we just praise you for this service tonight. God, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that you will touch the world, God. Lord, that you will touch them that's lost and undone, and Lord, that's the longer way to devil's hell. Lord, we ask you, Father, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So go ahead and call on in at this time, 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line with us, and we'll just obey God. So if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with us to Ephesians, the second chapter and verse 8. It says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." You know, that's the gift of God that he give us is salvation, the plan of salvation. So that's what everybody's going out to have, and that's what everybody needs. So I'm going to ask Betty to come around and read a scripture here. So just pray for us. She stands here and reads the scripture.
Psalm 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Please remember this woman named Carolyn that works at my school. She's not doing no good, but she's at home.
Amen. Just remember, Carolyn, she's been in the hospital, so she needs a touch from God. So just remember her and pray for her. Also, you can pray for me. I've got some kind of a virus or something that's going around, and I've done caught it. But God is a healer, and God's help. We're going to survive it. We're going to make it. So we just praise the Lord for it. So if you want to call in today, well, go ahead and call in at 310-742-1759. So as we go ahead, we'll just go ahead with the scriptures here and believe God. You know, he's telling us there at Ephesians 2 and 8, says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that's not of yourselves, except it is the gift of God." You know, it's not God's will that any should perish. It's his will that everybody come to repentance. It's his will that people would turn their life around and say, "Lord, I want to turn from the way that I was going. I want to turn and seek out the old path, and I want to walk therein." You know, people need to turn back to the Word of God. They need to turn around and turn their life around. And you know, 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolish, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." You know, I tell you what, the power of the cross, Jesus went to the cross, and he died there on the cross, and he gave his life on the cross that we could have a life and have it more abundant. And praise God, it's God's will that everyone repent of their sins. It's his will that people would turn their life around and say, "Yes, Lord, I want to be forgiven. I want to go to the cross. I want the blood that Jesus spilled at the cross flow down over me and cover my sins and put them under the blood as far as the east from the west from me." You know, that's what it's all about tonight, is people turning their life around and turning to God. You know, we can look here now in Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's what it's all about today. Praise God. We've got a call in here, 423. Go ahead and come in and tell us who you are and where you're at, sir.
Hey, it's Brother Petty, Sweetwater.
Amen, brother.
You're coming in a little bit low there, Brother Earwood.
Okay.
You're not coming in too good. I can't hardly hear you.
Well, praise the Lord. What about now?
Yeah, it's a little better, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't just holler at you and talk a minute and see who else talking. I just listen at them as to say anything, just to, you know, that I'm saved, ready to go, and just a human like anybody else. Got my faults and everything. Ain't perfect, but wasn't but one man perfect, and that's Jesus Christ that bled and died on the cross that we might have life and have more abundantly. And we got hope and life after this, and I'm sure glad of that. Bible says we're men most miserable in Christ if with this life we have hope only.
Amen. That's what Paul said, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, you know, brother, there's a lot of people out there that only got that hope just in this life and that only. But, you know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that, hallelujah, that there's few people has the hope in the other life, you know. The other life is what's going to count. You know, praise God, we're just here for a season. You know, I believe it was you that said it Sunday night when you was preaching, you know, just like a vapor, you know. A life of a man is just here and it goes.
Yes.
You know, whenever we get over on the other side, praise God, it's going to be there forever. And I tell you what, It's time that people realize that they need salvation, that they can have that life and reach it and be there forever. You know, that's what it's all about, praise God, is having the blood over the sins and their sins under the blood and their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know.
Amen.
Without the Lamb's Book of Life, and they ain't got their name in there, they've not got nothing.
The people need to wake up. They're asleep, not thinking about the right thing. They're falling after the world, and the Bible says, you know, that'll lead us into destruction, and wide is the way to lead destruction, broad is the way, and narrow is the way to lead the kingdom, and narrow. And it says, by few to enter in.
That's right. You know, the straight is the way, and the narrow is the only way that they're going to get in. They're going to have to walk that narrow, straight, and path to get into the kingdom of God. That wide and broad road, many that'll be up on it. But, you know, I don't want to be one of the few that's on that narrow and straight road. That one day after a while, I can hear him say, you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you rulers over many things.
Amen.
It's the presence of God, brother, that will speak to a man that will let him know that one day after a while, he's going to make heaven his home, and all the troubles and the sorrows and the headaches and the pains that we have here will never be remembered no more.
That's right. Amen.
We'll have that glorified body. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I look forward for that.
I do too.
We're going to get it. Go ahead, brother.
And it's not. It's not going to be long, Brother Yearwood, that it'll happen. I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. Things is too evil. People is riled up. The world is mad. And there's too much killing and raping and robbing going on for it to last too much longer.
Amen. I believe that. There's too much going on. You know, right here in our own county, my wife was talking there last night. She was reading the newspaper. You know, there's two or three people has already been killed and right here in our own counties in the last year or two, and just found a 19-year-old boy. They found him right here in Chief Alford's Park in the lake this week, you know, just a young boy that they're running an autopsy on him now to find out how did he die. You know, I tell you what, it's something. Death is soon coming to all ages, and it's appointed once a man to die, and after that, the judgment. So they better be looking how to make a plan to make heaven their home. And, you know, that's what I've been preaching on here for the last two or three weeks, a plan of salvation. And, you know, that's what we were working on. And that's what it's going to take is to get into the kingdom of God is the plan of salvation.
That's exactly right.
Romans, I done read Romans here, but I guess it's for me to read it again. 5:8. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, Christ didn't have to die, brother, for us, but he did.
That's right.
That he had for us is the reason why he went to the cross and died that we could have this life and have it more abundant. You know, I just praise God that he loved me, yet what I was still a sinner.
That's right.
In 1 Corinthians 1:21, it says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world, by wisdom knew not God, it please God by the foolishness of preaching to save that them that believe. You know, it's foolish to the world today, brother, for us to declare Jesus Christ is to be our Savior. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's plain foolish, but, you know, praise God beyond every shadow of a doubt. God is still God, and He's still saving them and preaching the word and the power of the cross. You know, I read it there a while ago. Let's read it again. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that foolish, that first is foolish unto, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You know, the way of the cross is the power of God to us that is saved. You know, I tell you what, I thank God that He had the plan already figured out and already chosen and already made out before the foundation of the world, that He knows what He's going to have to do.
Amen.
In His Son down here, He knows that just killing the ox and killing the doves and all that wasn't good enough to get us into the kingdom of God. But praise God, He sent His Son down here to be the author and the finisher of our faith. He sent Him down here. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got another call in, 770.
All right.
Go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are.
This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord, Brother John. We're glad to have you in here. We're just a ministering on salvation here tonight. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord.
We got Brother Bobby Pettit in there, too, from Sweetwater, Tennessee. So, Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord there. Tell us about your church tonight and everything.
Okay. Well, I'm Pastor John Sample, pastoring Zion Tabernacle in Thomaston, Georgia. Our address is 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia, 30286. We're located about 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. We'd like for all of you that are in the area to come and be with us. Our Sunday morning services are, our Sunday school is at 10, and church service at 11, our Sunday night service at 6 o'clock, and then Sunday evening, excuse me, and then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And we're just glad to be with you tonight and have an opportunity. And you're talking about the salvation, what really God was dealing with me out of Romans chapter 13, and how that our salvation is nearer than we believe. He said there that love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. He declares in Matthew 22,
Amen.
Verse 36 through 40, that that they asked him what was the great commandment of the law. And Jesus declared, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And this is the first
Amen.
And great commandment. And the second is likened unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And so at this hour
Amen.
There, we are to love one another. And we're to reach out. And that love is the fulfilling. He's not a God that's afar off. He's a God at hand.
Amen, brother.
We find,
Amen.
You know, we just find that as he was speaking there to them in the book of Romans, he said, and that knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. It's time for us to wake out of those places of sleep. It's time for us to wake out of those places of death. For now is our salvation, our rescue, our safety, even our safety from the wrath, the righteous wrath of the Lord, is nearer than we believe. The Scriptures teach us that the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly. Today we need to walk honestly before all men in faith and at the end of the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We need tonight to put on the Lord Jesus Christ as we open his word and in prayer that we put him on, that we make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust
Amen.
Of the flesh.
Amen.
That and our salvation is near, we believe. And just a couple more scriptures there. When Jesus went to Samaria, he went through a ground there that Jacob had given unto Joseph. It was much east there, and he went to the Samaritan woman there in John chapter 4. And at that time, they had no dealings with one another. But as the Samaritan woman came out, Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." And she spoke to him, and she said, "How is it that you ask to give me a drink, seeing that we have no dealings with one another?" But Jesus answered her and said, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The Lord Jesus Christ desires to give you that are listening a living water. Some of you have went in your natural realm. Some of you went to places where you've been sustained by man, but you can never be. Jacob was a good man, a great man of God, but there's nothing greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where our salvation is. And it says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." Verse 14, "But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." We need to know tonight that there is the Lord Jesus Christ is coming and sitting right where we're at. He is our salvation. He said in his word that salvation is of the Jews in John chapter 4, verse 22. Jesus Christ is the Lord our God who has become our salvation, and he is your salvation tonight. He is your rescue. When they were going in there to get meat, but as he began to speak to this woman, he began to speak into her life. And the Lord Jesus Christ wants to speak into each and everyone's life that's listening tonight. He wants to give you that well that's springing up.
Amen.
You don't have to have the drawing. The Spirit will spring up within you. John chapter 7. And so we need to know tonight that our salvation, our rescue, no matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances, no matter what situation, this woman wasn't in the best situation, but one day, as any other day, but what was different in that day is that Jesus Christ, who was her salvation, met her at the well that day and offered her a drink that she would never thirst again, offered her a drink, and knowing that now is the hour when the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and the Lord Jesus Christ is seeking such a worship. Nor tonight, given that opportunity to come, no matter where you're at, no matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstances,
amen.
Tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting and coming right where you're at. We just
amen.
Give the glory to the Lord.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother John, I was just thinking, me and Brother Bobby, well, praise the Lord, 740, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Pastor Mike.
Go ahead and tell us where you're at.
Yeah, this is Pastor Mike of Ohio.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Mike. We're glad that you called in there tonight.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I called in a little bit late.
That's all right. Go ahead and obey the Lord there. We still got about 6 minutes left. We got Brother John Samples on there from Thomaston, Georgia. We got Brother Bobby Petty on there from Sweetwater, Tennessee. So,
well, praise the Lord. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, Isaiah 45:22. Look upon me, and you be saved, and the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. We choose to receive God's salvation. If we'll just choose to receive Him as Jesus and Lord of our life, He will come. It's through His Son. God died on the. God sent His Son to die on the cross for us. The Bible said in John 3:16, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." So, it's
Amen.
Life eternity.
Amen.
All we have to do is repent of our sins, return from the ways that we are and the wicked ways, and accept Jesus. Lord and Lord of our lives, and let him be Lord over us.
Amen.
And he'll cleanse us and forgive us of all of our sins.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
In John 10:9, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. John 10:91, it says, I'm sorry. I'll take that back. It's John 10:9. I'm looking at that wrong. Jesus, I am the gate. He said, I am the gate. And whosoever enter through me will be saved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's the gate. He's the way, the truth, and the life, that no man can come to the Father except through and by him. We can't come up any other
Amen.
Way, brother.
Amen.
Right. As a thief, if we try it any other way.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Can't get through. He's the blood of Jesus, Christ his Son, is what cleanses from all of our sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All we got to do is just repent, brother.
Amen.
Unless we repent, the Bible said, unless we repent, we'll perish.
Amen.
And then, you know, the Bible said it's not his will that any of us should perish, but that we all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We've got about 3 minutes and 39 seconds left there. I'd like to give anybody an opportunity if they want to call in, want prayer for salvation, why, call in and we'll pray for you. And if you got any other needs, why, you can call in and we'll pray for them. Or you can also go on Facebook and go to Miracle Valley prayer line there and state the prayer on there, and we'll be praying for you in Miracle Valley, Arizona. Prayer line, they'll be praying for you too. So, and if you have any prayer requests, you can call us at 706-264-0145, and we'll put you on the prayer line. So, any way you want prayer, why, even after we go off the air, why, you can contact us, and we'll be more than glad to pray for you and put you on Miracle Valley prayer line and everything. And so I'm glad that each one of you has called in there tonight. And Brother John, I'm glad you called in.
Well, we appreciate it. It's such a privilege to be with all of you tonight.
Yes,
amen.
Praise the Lord. We're just glad that each one of you has called in. And you can just help us pray for the people. You know, there's always people contacting us for prayer and everything. And so Brother John there, he called us quite often with prayer requests. We're always glad that he does it, because we always love to put him on prayer line and everything. We've got 1 minute left, praise the Lord.
Well, it's good to hear your good testimony and good preacher talking about the salvation, about my Lord, and about the blood, because that's how we're saved, through the blood. And he come and loved us before we loved him. And I praise God that he did. I'm glad I'm on my way home, and this ain't home for me. God bless all of you.
Amen. You too, brother. Bless your heart.
Praise the Lord. Well, let's all just pray. We've got just a few more seconds left there. And pray for the needs of the people that's out there in the we got 60 seconds left. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come
to you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Lord. Father, Lord,
move.
Your word, my
Father, with Father, Son of Hell.
God,
in the mouth of glistening, I said to be no solid rock.
And make them whole. God, we give you the praise and the heart for it all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear, then we believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Okay. We're going to be going off here just any second there now, but we appreciate you all calling in. So call in here next week at 6 o'clock, and we'll do this all over again by God's help. We've enjoyed every one of you to call in. And so God bless all of us, and we love you.
We love you too.
Okay, good night. God bless you.